Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner.
Hiya, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve. And this is the 255th Word for Word show. We will be beginning with Psalm 141 today. We're coming down the end. There's only 150. There's one in the Apocrypha, but I don't know whether I should read that. I may or may not. Then we launch into Proverbs. There's only so many of them. Then I have the rest of the writings. I got the book of Job and in other words, we're getting close. I will finish the Old Testament this summer. I can see that coming right now. Then I will be getting into the apocryphal books, and I will be doing them. And I will be doing Jasher and the Book of Jubilees and the Book of Enoch with my comments. Other people have done other shows on them. We'll just see how it plays out. Then I will launch into the New Testament. I probably won't get into the New Testament until 2018 if things hold together that long. That's very iffy these days. It's getting crazy out there, brothers and sisters. Getting crazy. Tribulation's building up. More and more violence all the time. The financial system's in trouble. The Jews are panicking. Their minions are panicking. They're going to try to hold it up with their fiat money. But Yahweh's going to bring it down. Let's just say that. The end is coming for them. And praise Yahweh for that. We'll have the rest of the time to endure the tribulation, and then our Messiah will return, and things will be set aright, and we will be blessed, and the others will be destroyed. They don't want to hear that. The Judeo-Christians don't want to hear that, because they say God loves everybody when he does not. He does not love the Edomites at all. There's going to be some harsh judgment. I will be judged. You will be judged. We will all be judged. I have sinned a lot in my life. And I have laid all of that sin burden on Yeshua, because that's what he tells us to do. I have no righteousness. He is my righteousness, and he will stand before me and the Father. My life before now has pretty much been wasted until I was called into this service some time ago. But that's pretty much the story of all men now, isn't it? We're not perfect creatures for sure. Let me get a drink of this nice hot coffee, which I really need. And I will launch into Psalm 141 here. Don't know how far I'll get today. Some of these are very short. I'm not going to say I'm going to finish Psalms today because that's jumping the gun. I'll let the Spirit guide me and whatever comes here. This has a title. It's a Psalm of Dawid. Verse 1, Yahweh, I cry to you, hasten to me, 2363, give ear to my voice when I cry to you. Verse 2, you can reference Revelations, chapter 5, verse 8, okay? Let my prayer be set before you as incense, 7004. And the lifting up of my hands, and lifting up is 4864, of my hands as the evening, 6153, grain offering, 4503. That's mincha. That's a gift. Raising of holy hands. Verse 3, set a watch, 8108, O Yahweh, before my mouth. Watch over the door of my lips. Wow. That's poetry. Verse 4, do not let my heart desire, 5186, any evil thing. To do wicked deeds with men that do iniquity, and do not let me eat of their dainties. 4516. Don't sit down and feast with them. Verse 5. Let the righteous smite me, and it shall be, is in here, but it's in parentheses. It's not in the Hebrew, but it's sort of implied. It shall be a kindness, 2617, to be smitten by the righteous. And let him reprove me, 3198. It shall be the best oil, the oil of anointing on your head, the reprovement of the righteous. Let my head not refuse it. For my prayer is against their evil. Verse 6. When their judges, 8199, these are the crooked judges, are thrown down, 8058, by stony hands, 5553, stony, they shall hear my words, for they are pleasant. This could mean they will be stoned. Okay. What's coming for our crooked lawyers and judges today? Verse 7. Our bones are scattered at Sheol's mouth. Now, Sheol is the land of the dead and its inhabitants. As one plows... 6398, and breaks open, 1234, the ground. Verse 8, but my eyes are upon you, O Yahweh, the Lord. In you I take refuge, 2620. Do not leave my soul unprepared, 6168. Verse 9, keep my hand from the traps, 6341, they have baited, 3369, for me, and the lure, 4170, of the doers, 6466, of iniquity, 205. Verse 10, let the wicked fall into their own nets, while I alone 3162. Pass through. A prayer that the wicked be caught in their own traps. We can pray that today. Here is Psalm 142. This is a little short one. And it's a maskil of Dawud. That's a poem of instruction. And this is a prayer while he was in the cave hiding from Shaul. Verse 1. I cried to Yahweh with my voice. With my voice I made supplication. 2603. To Yahweh. Verse 2. I poured out my complaint. 7879. Before him. I tell or recount. 5046. My trouble. 6869. Before him. When my spirit was weak. 5848 within me, then you knew my path, 5410. In the way, 734, where I have walked, they have hidden, 2934, a trap, 6341, for me. Verse 4. I looked on my right hand, and beheld, but there was none that would acknowledge me. 5234. Refuge, 4498, perishes for me. None inquired about, 1875, my life. Verse 5. I cried to you, 2199, O Yahweh, I said, you are my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Verse 6. Give heed to my cry, because I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors. 7291. For they are stronger. 553. Than I. Verse 7. Bring my soul out of prison, 4525, so that I may praise your name. The righteous, 6662, shall surround me, 3803. For you shall deal bountifully, 1580, with me. If he was nothing else, David was one heck of a writer. Really, I mean, this stuff is... if it doesn't touch you, I wouldn't understand why. Because it sure reaches out and just grabs me. This is all heartfelt. From a mighty king, a mighty man. Of Yahweh. And he's praying for all this mercy. Get another hit of this nice hot coffee that I made. Oh, that's lovely. This is Psalm 143. It has a title and it just says the Psalm of Dawud. Pardon me. Verse 1. Hear my prayer, O Yahweh. Give ear to my supplications. In your faithfulness, 530, answer me, and in your righteousness, 6666. Verse 2, and you can reference Romans chapter 3, verse 20, and Galatians chapter 2, verse 16. And do not enter into judgment with your servant, because in your sight no one living is justified. 6663. Verse 3. For the hated enemy has persecuted, 7291, my soul or being. Either one. He has crushed, 1792, my life to the ground. He has made me to dwell in darkness, 4285, as those that have been long dead. Verse 4. Therefore, my spirit is weak within me, my heart in the midst of me is appalled. 8074. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your works. I ponder the works of your hands. Verse 6. I spread out, 6566, my hands to you. My soul, and right here it has thirst, which is implied. It's not actually in the Hebrew. My soul thirst after you like a dried out land. See, that's where the implication comes from, the dried out land. It thirsts. And then we have Selah. That's a musical rest and a pause for contemplation. Verse 7. Answer me quickly, 4116, O Yahweh. My spirit is exhausted, 3615. Do not hide, 5641, your face from me, lest I be like them that go down into the pit. And that's 953, and that's a figurative for death. Verse 8. Cause me to hear your loving kindness, 2617, in the morning. For I trust in you, 982. Cause me to know the way I should walk in, for I lift up my soul to you. Verse 9. Deliver me, O Yahweh, from my hated enemies. I look toward you to hide me. 3680. I got to clear my lungs. I'm going to cough here. Okay. Verse 10. Teach me, 3925, to do your will. 7522. For you are my Elohim. Your spirit is good. Lead me, 5148, into the land of uprightness, 4334. That means a righteous lifestyle. Verse 11. Preserve my life, O Yahweh, for your name's sake. For your righteousness' sake, 6666, bring my soul out of trouble. 6869, that's soul or being, physical being. Verse 12, and put an end, 6789, to your mercy, 2617, toward my hated enemies, and destroy, that is 6, the cause to perish, all those that oppress, 6887, my soul or being, for I am your servant, 5650. All right. He's praying his heart out here. A little more coughing in Psalm 144. I finished that while it was still hot. That's amazing. Psalm 144. Blessed be Yahweh my rock, with a capital R, 6697. That's a title for Yahweh, which teaches my hands to war, 7128, and my fingers 676 to fight 4421, to do battle. Verse 2, my goodness 2617 and my stronghold 4686, my refuge 4869, and my deliverer 6403, my shield 4043, and in whom I take refuge 2620, who subdues 7286, people 5971 under me. This is written by Dawid, because he's the king and he ruled over these people. Verse 3, you can reference Job chapter 7, verses 17 and 18, and Psalm 8, verse 4. Yahweh, what is Adam that you consider him or know him? 3045, it has multiple uses. Or the son of mortals, 582. Different kind of people there. That you think of him. 2803, think. Verse 4, Adam is like vanity, 1892. His days are like a shadow, 6738, that passes away. Verse 5, stretch out, 5186, your sky, O Yahweh, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke, 6225. Verse 6, and you can reference 2 Samuel 22, verse 15. Flash, 1299, lightning, 1300, and scatter them, 6327. Shoot out, 7971, your arrows, 2671, and confuse them, 2000. Shooting out arrows of lightning. Okay, 2 Samuel 22:15. Verse 7. Send out your hand from on high, rescue me, 6475, and deliver me out of great waters. 4325. All right, that's people. Many waters. Floods of people. From the hands of racially alien. 5236. Children. Verse 8. Whose mouth speak vanity. 7723. And the right hand is a right hand of falsehood, 8267. Verse 9. I will sing, 7891, a new song, 7892, to you, O Elohim, upon a lyre, L-Y-R-E, a musical instrument, 5035, and an instrument of 10 strings, that's all one word, 6218, I will sing and play to you. Verse 10. Now, this is not in the Hebrew. It is implied. It is he, okay, quote unquote, that gives victory, 8668, to kings, 4428, who rescues, 6475, Dawid, his servant, from the evil sword. 2719. Verse 11. Rescue me and deliver me from the hand of foreign children. That's racially alien children. Whose mouth speaks vanity. And the right hand is the right hand of falsehood. That's a repeat of verse 8. Okay. need to write something right here. Make a little note for when I print this out. Verse 12, so that our sons and the words may be are implied. So that our sons may be as plants, 5195, grown up, 1431, in their youth, 5271. Our daughters, 1323, and again, maybe is implied, as corner pillars, 2106, formed to 2404 after the pattern, 8403, of a palace, 1964. Verse 13, the word that is implied, that our granaries, 4200, again, maybe is implied, full, 4392, increasing all our flocks, that our sheep may bring forth thousands, 503, and 10,000, 7231, in our streets. 2351. They're not talking about sheep. They're talking about the sons and daughters of Israel. And when they use the word thousands and ten thousands, in Hebrew, they really amplify the numbers as a poetical form. So when you see all these big numbers, it's poetry, it's not literal. That is the style of writing in the Hebrew in those days. Verse 14, that our oxen, 441, again may be as implied, strong to carry young. 5545, in other words, they will be strong to bear young oxen. And that there be is implied. No breaching, 6556. And they're talking about the breaching of the walls of Jerusalem. Okay. Nor going forth, 3318, and that's going forth into exile, that there be no crying out, 6682, pardon me, couldn't catch that cough, that's crying out in despair over calamities, that there be no crying out in our streets, 7339. Verse 15, blessed, 835, is that is implied. Blessed is that people that is, or that are, 7945, this way, 3602. Blessed is that people whom Elohim is Yahweh. Okay? The other people that did not worship Yahweh, well, they're not to be blessed, are they? Including the ones today. Okay, they make a choice. I'm not being a hater. They make a choice. A lot of these pastors know the name of Yahweh and Yahshua, but they won't use them. They're going to preach the Lord and God and Jesus, even though they know the truth. I've confronted a bunch of them about that. Got into some dandy arguments. I'm an old warrior, folks. I can't help it. It's in my DNA. Israel is Israel, and that's how it is, you know. Here we are at Psalm 145. We're halfway through the show here, and I don't know whether I'll make all of them, but if I have to do the remainder of Psalms on Friday and then launch into Proverbs, that'll be acceptable. We'll just we'll go from one book into another. Pardon me a second. Okay, this Psalm 145 has a title, Dawid's Song of Praise, 8416. Verse 1, I will extol you, 7311, that means to lift you up, to raise you on high. I will extol you, my Elohim, O King, with a capital K. And I will bless your name forever and for eternity. Okay. Forever is 5769 and eternity is 5703. Verse 2. Every day I will bless you and I will praise, 1984, your name forever and for eternity. It repeats. Verse 3. Great is Yahweh and greatly to be praised, and his greatness, 1420, is not searchable. 2714. People can't understand his greatness. It's just too much for people. Verse 4. One generation shall praise, 7623, your works, and to another generation, and shall declare your mighty deeds. 1369. Verse 5. I will speak, 7878, of the glorious majesty, 1926, of your splendor, 1935, and of your wondrous, 6381, words. Verse 6, and men shall speak of the might, 5807, of your awesome deeds, 3372, or awesomeness, and I will declare, 5608, your greatness, 1420. Verse 7, they shall abundantly utter, 5042, the remembrance, 2143, of your great goodness, and shall sing for joy, 7442, of your righteousness. Verse 8. Yahweh is gracious, 2587, and compassionate, 7349. Slow to anger, and that is literally in the Hebrew, long in the nose. And of great mercy, 2617. They use the word nose, 639, for anger. The heat of the nose is the common term. Your nose gets hot when you get mad and you get flushed. You're breathing hard, and your nose gets red, and your nose gets hot. You flush with anger. Well, that's where that comes from in the Hebrew. Verse 9. Yahweh is good to all, and his tender mercies, 7356, are upon all his works. 4639. What are his works? That's Israel, the men and women of Israel. Verse 10. All your works shall praise you, O Yahweh, and your pious ones, 2623, shall bless you. Well, that clarifies the works. The works will praise him, all his works, men and women of his chosen people. Verse 11, they shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, 1369. verse 12. To make known to the sons of Adam his mighty deeds and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Kingdom theology right there. Verse 13, pay attention to this. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion, 4475, endures throughout all generations. Verse 14, Yahweh upholds all that fall and raises up all those who are bowed down, 3721. People that are beaten down and exhausted, he raises them up. Verse 15, the eyes of all look to you, 7663, look, and you give them their food, 400, in due time, 6256. Verse 16, you open your hand and satisfy, 7646, the desire, 7522, of every living thing. He provides food for the animals out in the wilderness and for men. Everything is in order, in Yahweh's order. When we tamper with it, things go bad. Verse 17, Yahweh is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Verse 18, Yahweh is near to all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth, not lip service, reality. Really believe and call on him. Verse 19, he will fulfill the desire of those that fear him or those that hold him in awe. Okay. 3373. Okay, a little note there. Those that fear him, he will also hear their cry, 7775, and save them. Verse 20, listen to this. Yahweh watches over all those that love him, that's 157, but all the wicked, 7563, he will destroy, 8045. So Yahweh doesn't love everybody. Verse 21, my mouth shall speak the praise, 8416, of Yahweh, and let all flesh, 1320, that means human flesh, all of Israel, basically, bless his holy name forever and ever. The holy name is emphasized in a lot of Dawood's Psalms. The holy name, holy name, holy name, holy name. Big time. Here we have Psalm 146. This has no title. Verse 1. Alleluia. That means praise be to Yah. And then they repeat it again. Praise. That's 1984. Yahweh, O my soul. Verse 2, while I live, I will praise Yahweh. I will sing and play to my Elohim while I still exist. 5750. Verse 3, pay attention. Do not put your trust, 982, in nobles. 5081, like elected officials high up in an earthly office. Nor in the sons of Adam, in which there is no deliverance. 8668. People can't save you. Only Yahweh can. Verse 4. His spirit goes forth. 3318. He returns to the ground. 127. The red soil. In that very day, his thoughts, 6250, perish. 6. That men die. Okay? Verse 5, blessed is he that has the L, 410, the divine being of Jacob, for, that's Jacob, Israel, for his help, 5828, whose hope, 7664, is in Yahweh, his Elohim. You can't put your hope in anything else. Verse 6, and you can reference the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 24, and chapter 14, verse 15. Which made the sky and the land, the sea and all that is in it, which keeps truth, 571, everlasting, 5769. These are attributes of Yahweh. Verse 7, which execute justice for the oppressed, 6231, which gives food or bread, 3899, to the hungry, 7457. Yahweh frees, 5425, the prisoners, 631. Verse 8, Yahweh opens, 6491, the eyes of the blind, 5787. Yahweh raises up, 2210, those that are bowed down, 3721. Yahweh loves the righteous. Verse 9, Yahweh preserves the foreigner, 1616, that's a sojourner, by implication, a foreigner. That can be an Israelite from a different land that is visiting your land. He's a temporary resident. He sustains, 5749, the fatherless, 3490, that's fatherless children, orphans, and widow, 490. But the ways of the wicked, 7563, he makes crooked, 5791. In other words, makes them crooked, he makes them difficult. He opposes the wicked. Verse 10, Yahweh shall rule, 4427, for everlasting, 5769. Your Elohim, O Zion, to all generations. And it ends with Alleluia. That means praise Yahweh. They use that a lot in the Psalms. Lots and lots and lots. Well, I've got a few more minutes. Let me take a look and see. It's only 20 verses for Psalm 147, and I think this is the last one I'll be able to do today. It has no title. So let's just get into it. Verse 1. Again, Alleluia, that means praise Yah, for it is good to sing and play to our Elohim, for it is pleasant, 5273, and praise is appropriate, praise, 8416, and appropriate, 5000. Verse 2. Yahweh builds up Yerushalayim, he gathered the dispersed, 1760, of Israel. Then they were talking about those that used to be in captivity. But is he not gathering the dispersed of Israel now in preparation for the wrath to come? When he's gathering the remnant, his remnant. Verse 3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Verse 4. Now listen to this and I'll explain it. He counts the number of the stars, 3556. He calls them all by their names. 3556 is a metaphor for angels. And all the constellations had their names. It can mean stars also. But each angel has a name. He created them. They're his army. Verse 5. Great is our Lord. That's 113. That is a title. and of great power, 3581. His understanding, 8394, his understanding is infinite, and that is 369 and 4557 together to make the English infinite, and it literally means his understanding is without number. Verse 6, Yahweh lifts up the humble, 6035. He casts down, 8213, the wicked to the ground. Verse 7, sing to Yahweh with thanksgiving, 8426. Sing and play upon the harp, 3658, to our Elohim. Verse 8, who covers the skies with thick clouds, 5645, who prepares rain for the land, who makes grass grow on the mountains. Verse 9, he gives the beast his food, that be four-legged beast, and to the young ravens, 6158, which cry. Verse 10, he does not delight, 2654, in the strength, 1369, of the horse, 5483. He takes no pleasure in the legs of a man. Verse 11. Yahweh takes pleasure, 7521, in those that fear him or hold him in awe. Okay? They put fear in a lot, but it is better translated as hold in awe. And those that hope, 3176, in his loving kindness, 2617. Verse 12, exalt Yahweh, that's 7623, exalt Yahweh, O Yerushalayim, praise your Elohim, O Zion. Verse 13, because he has strengthened the bars of your gates, he has blessed the children within you, within Yerushalayim. He brings, 7760, to place or put peace, 7965, to your borders, 1366. He satisfies, 7646, you with the best, 2459, of the wheat, 2406. Verse 15, he sends forth his word, 565, upon the land. His word, 1697, different use for word, runs, 7323, very quickly, 4120. Verse 16, he gives snow, 7950, like wool. 6785, you look at it, snow falling, and it's like that perfect white wool of a white sheep. He scatters, 6340, the hoarfrost, 3713, like ashes, 665. You go out and it's real cold and you look at a rock and there's frost on the rock from condensation. That's hoarfrost. H-O-A-R, frost. Verse 17, he casts forth, 7993, his ice, 7140, like morsels, 6595. Who can stand, 5975, in the presence of his cold, 7135. You got to seek shelter and bundle up. Verse 18. He sends out his word, 1697 again, and melts them, 4529. He causes the wind to blow, 5380, and the waters, 4325, to flow, 5140. He declared, 5046 disclosed or told his word, 1697, to Jacob Israel, his statutes, 2706, and his judgments, 4941, to Israel. Pay attention to verse 20. He has not done so with any other or all nation or all nations, okay? And they have not known his judgments. Alleluia. That ends Psalm 147. Only Israel was given his word. And I have a full, just almost 10 minutes. I'm going to do Psalm 148. It's not all that long. Again, alleluia. Praise Yahweh from the skies. Praise him on high. 4791. Verse 2. Praise him, all his messengers, 4397. Those are angels, divine beings. Praise him, all his servants, 6635. That's hosts. That's Sebaot, Yahweh Sebaot, Yahweh of hosts. That's his divine army. Verse 3. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars, 3556, of light. Stars can mean divine beings, and light can mean enlightenment. Praise him, you sky of skies, and you waters, 4325, that are above the skies. Verse 5. Let them praise the name of Yahweh, because he commanded, 6680, and they were created, 1254. He just spoke the word, and they were created. Verse 6. He has also established, 5975, them eternally, 5703, and everlasting, 5769. He has given a decree, 2706, that shall not pass away, 5764. Verse 7, praise Yahweh from the land, you sea monsters, 8577, and all deeps, the deep parts of the ocean, 8415. Verse 8, fire, 784, and hail, 1259, snow, 7950, and clouds, 7008. Stormy wind fulfilling his words. They obey him. Verse 9, mountains, 2022, and all hills, 1389. Fruit, 6529, trees, 6086. Fruit trees, and all cedars, 730. They have beasts translated here, and these are living creatures. Okay? Living creatures, and all cattle, 929. That's behemoth, that's beasts. They're not referring to two-legged here. Creeping things, 7431. And winged, 3671. Birds, 6833. This is pretty much inclusive. Verse 11, kings of the land and all peoples, princes, 8269, that can also mean high officials, and all rulers, 8199, that can mean judges of the land. verse 12. Both young men, 970, that'd be youth, and virgins, or maidens, 1330, old men, 2205, and young men, 5288. Verse 13, let them praise the name of Yahweh, because his name alone, 905, is exalted, 7682. His majesty, 1935, is above the land and sky. Verse 14, he also exalts the horn, 7161, that's the power and prosperity of his people, that's Israel. The praise of all his pious ones, 2623, of the children of Israel, a people near, 7138, to him. Alleluia. It ends again. I've only got two psalms to go. I'm going to pick them up on Friday, Psalm 149 and 150. Neither one are very long, but then I have to do the introduction into Proverbs and then get into Proverbs. So I'm going to cut it off right there for today. I'm looking forward to the rest of the summer and then the fall feasts and all of that. It has been such a pleasure to me to bring this to you. And I know I have a lot of faithful listeners out there that enjoy this. All my shows are in the EFR archives. As soon as I air a show, it goes on the air, I put it up into the archive. All my stuff is listed on my website, which is http://www.pastor-steve.com. All my stuff is on there, all my word for word, all my wake-up calls, my comments, lots of links to other Christian identity people, two seed line only. I don't promote the single seedliners. They have a foot in the door and they're trying. But I only promote the dual seedline Christian identity people on my website. That's all it's about. It's a simple site. There's no interaction. Can't post comments. That eliminates the trolls. It's a study site. If you want to listen to the shows, there they are. You want to look at all the links and all the other things, there they are. You want to read my posts and my teachings, there they are. If you want to email me, my email is on there as well. So coming down the end here, I will talk to you on Friday the 30th. That'll be the last of June. Then we will get into the special month of July. Oh no, I'm sorry. It's a different. May Yahweh bless and keep you, and praise Yahweh. I'll talk to you again on Friday.
Onward, and soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.